Hello.
Hi, Alma.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hurting. I don't know. My body's hurt. This damn sickness has taken a hold of me today.
All support to you.
It's okay. Something is just my life. I had to deal with it. I'm so sorry. On top of that, I'm hitting the cold because the stupid weather keeps on changing. I don't even remember what we covered this morning. I am so sorry.
Actually, I went ahead and checked on because I see that you have communicated via chat and there is also an email. So I
They were emailing me the other day. We were talking about the business cards and stuff. They were asking me everything to see what was going on with that, and they were going to let me know. But they didn't. So I asked them about the digital business card, if they could send that at least to me first and for me and my dad, so that way he can start texting them to his friends so they can start reviewing and he can start getting more stuff on his page. So I was going to add more pictures because he sent me some more, but my medication is actually not, because I haven't been sitting good, they actually knocked me out a lot earlier than I thought. Because it usually takes them some time to start getting an effect, and when my blood count is low, they work even faster, so I don't even remember falling asleep. I know I had the laptop on me, and I found the laptop on the floor this morning.
Oh, you should rest.
It's okay. I'm just here to help. I'm going to turn.
Would you like us to reconnect tomorrow? What they will do, because I see there are a lot of, I see that there's a lot of communication for today.
Yeah.
For today, there's really a lot of emails in chat. So
I haven't gotten no email.
Yes, I will be needing time to go ahead and review everything. There's literally a lot of notes for today, and I will need time to go ahead and read, because I have to read everything here and take notes to make sure that all the concerns will be submitted to our correct department. So,
when I was emailing them, I kept on telling them to use the one that has the 8 in the middle, not the 4 last name. I kept on telling them, use the one that ends with 7985. They kept on emailing me to the 85791. I'm like, no, I don't want that on my page no more. I don't, because they had it on the logo. They had it not on the logo, but they were going to put them on the business card. It was still on the website. And I'm like, what the heck? It is not supposed to be that way. And I told them they were supposed to fix it.
That's been fixed already, as I recall.
No, they even gave my email.
They removed it?
Yeah, my whole email is off. And then I'm looking at the site. We had it. Me and the one that's doing the website, we had it to where the back of the logo wasn't going to be white. And then it's white again.
It's white again?
Like, I'm looking at the webpage right now. My email is off of here. The logo, it has white behind it. She did change the black to blue. But if she could make it a little lighter, just a little tad bit lighter. Everything else looks okay, except it's a font.
And they have not sent you a copy of the font, different fonts to you?
No, and that day that we were the day we were emailing, also I asked him because they sent me three different cards, their business cards.
Mm-hmm.
I had one of them, but then I had asked him, hey, by chance, do y'all have different ones? I said, because I'm trying to make it to where my dad is unique. My dad doesn't have the same business cards as everybody else's. That I want him to be different. I want it to be different so that everybody can see, okay, yeah, look, and pop out. And supposedly they were supposed to send me some, and they were going to send me some logos, and I waited and waited, and they didn't send me nothing.
I'm so sorry about that. I will have to go ahead and make a follow-up with them in regards to that, so that we can send you their the funds, and then...
And then because of white that they had put back on the logo, now it's covering the other words. Because on top of R&R, it's supposed... It says you're building experts, and but... The white that's behind the logo covers it. And it did look a lot nicer. White. Yeah, but they removed my email. They removed my email off of all of it.
Let me check here. Marina.
They have it. Yeah, they have the old one. Okay, so. What I looked just now is I went to the e-word, the view website, okay? So I go to view the website. The first thing I see is that big white pat.
Yeah, it's been reverted back.
And it covers the other words.
I actually spoke, when we spoke last Tuesday, I talked to my team. I directly messaged Rena and had it changed to 79.85, but now, yeah, I actually see it been reverted back again to the old one.
And then she had changed it to where it says, she's changed part of it to where it says throughout the, it says commercial customers throughout the area, but it's not saying what area, it just says area. She's putting, so it says, are you looking for a reliable, okay, so, reliable and professional general contractor in Boaz, Alabama, who transforms your space into precious care and attention to detail, whether you're planning home renovations, new room additions, is bringing your building's plans to life since 2025, serving residents and commercials, customers, okay, that one's good. It says throughout the area, but there's still some that it makes. See, there was an expert services, trust an expert service of R&R construction in Boaz. This was the Boaz area, the surrounding areas. I've seen a few of them.
In Boaz, yeah. Expert trust and expert services of R&R construction in Boaz. This should be
like
Boaz and surrounding areas.
Yeah, because there's a few of them that I've seen that it says that. And then right here, I'm on where it says reviews. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He has 6 reviews. But when I look on his, when I go to sign in, when I'm in there and I'm at the lead area, they're saying he doesn't have any. You go all the way down again.
Come and see.
And then you go down again, you see the big old white patch. You know, there's, my email is not even on there. The way I see my email is I had to click the 3 lines, and it says home service about gallery and contact. So I put contact, and that's the place where my email comes out, and it's the old one.
The old one, yeah. It's been reverted back. I don't know why, but because I know I had this change already. This has been corrected by the website team.
Oh, I like the way
somehow it ended up being reverted back. But don't worry. I will have to, review everything here. Yes. On your account, and then I will speak with the, I will check in with the website team and the logo team as well to check on all the pending items.
Also, when you go to the gallery, I know for a fact that I have posted, he's got more than 4 pictures on gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the gallery part, it's just showing 4 pictures. Like, I see one of a pool where he starts the pool, the deck around the pool, and then one of the cement pool.
Okay.
That's all they're showing.
Don't worry, I'll go ahead. Let me go ahead and check on your media. Yeah, you have actually more on. Okay. Let me just note it very quick.
Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, no, because I know I posted more than that.
Yes, I actually see a lot of pictures here.
Yeah, and so I've gotten him to go and ask customers about his, like, right now, he's gonna do an estimate for one of the church ladies. I even got him to tell his church church to send him back the pictures that he's done over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the about they put throughout the area and parts of it.
Okay, let me check from the side.
Yeah. When my husband comes over, me and my husband go to Alabama, they can add landscaping to it. My husband knows how to do all those bushes, animal bushes and all that. So, okay, so this is good. Because I was asking them, I had seen that everything for the one that says about is good so far, because I'm going to give him, me and him talk, like when we had said that day about him talking about how R&R came to, about being, he was like, I said, Daddy, you're not coming out on video. Daddy, you jack. I had to literally say it because he was like, I said, Daddy, it's to help
me. He didn't like the idea.
Yeah. I said, Daddy, didn't you say this is mine and you want me to grow and you don't want to worry about me? And he goes, yeah. I said, okay, this is about my pain. He doesn't pay his pain no more because I ask him sometimes, Daddy, what you want to do? You think this and this. Well, I want you to be part of it. What do you want to do? I don't care. It's yours and you need to be it. Nothing. I'll do the hard work you do over there. Don't tell me nothing because you're talking to me alien language. we decided so he didn't have to come on camera. And he agreed that we could do like a flip show of the pictures that from the places he's done, and then him in the background talking. And I said, okay, and I said, out of that background talking, you're going to pop up and do a family picture. He says, yes, I'll do the family picture. But he doesn't want to talk on it. He doesn't want to show his face.
It is just it.
He's, I don't know. I said, Daddy, hell, you don't want to show your face. I said, customers already know what your face looks like. I don't care. So, yes, I convinced him for that. That we're going to do when I get out there because it's mostly, because one of my brothers is, he's actually one of my twins, one of the twins are pregnant right now. It's his girlfriend's pregnant right now. So, we're trying to incorporate that. But he agreed on the photo. He just says whatever I want to do. He just don't want to come out on video.
Video. Okay. At least he agreed on the photo so we can go ahead and use that.
And then he's going to find some pictures because I'm gonna put those up because he found, I found one that he's actually, it's him putting up in a chandelier. Yeah, he's putting,
if you could send that over.
Yeah, so I'm going to sit right now and I'm going to do a bunch of that since I'm caught up on my homework. I'm going to do all of that. Because it's a really nice chandelier, and he's got a really, really, really nice. I found a a really nice picture where it's going down these steps that he did.
Okay. So I will be reviewing your account. I will be checking everything. All the texts, the chat and emails that you send, plus our conversation today, so that I can relay this one correctly with the team and make a follow-up as well to the department that was waiting for the response from them, like for example, the fonts. And then I will reconnect with the website team to check what happened, because I know we've fixed this already, the email, the number, so I'm really confused why it has reverted back. It could be something on the back end, because the back end actually syncs with the website. So I will have to go ahead and double check on that one. And then I will talk to you tomorrow to give you update. Okay. I really hope you would rest today, Alma. Okay. So that tomorrow
we'll see. I promise I will.
No. Okay. So I'll talk. I will be talking to you tomorrow. You can go ahead and let go of the work today. Please go ahead and rest. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, thank so bad for you.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day with us.
Oh, you too. Please enjoy your night. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll give you full update on whatever that is spending on the account. I'm really going to spend time on this one today because I wanted to check everything was spending so that I can give you a full follow-up tomorrow. I'll give you an update. So don't worry about work yet, okay? Let go of the laptop, all right? Let it go.
Yes,
I'll take care of it and I'll update you tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Alma. I'll talk to you tomorrow, dear.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too.